Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Remember, you can always call us on an open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time. They're installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Now, EB, I know that you're many years removed from college. Yeah. Many, many years.
Yeah, 1992, then stayed, lived there a few more years.
Yeah.
Until like 95.
Yeah. So now, if you were in college, and if you were playing football for the Colorado Buffaloes, and Deion Sanders is your head coach, I don't know that you could play for him.
Yeah.
Because we have audio of some of his rules for his players, and I just don't know if you're going to be able to follow some of the rules.
All right.
We start school when? Tomorrow. No slides. If I see you with, I'm going to send people to campus tomorrow. If I see you with slides on campus, it's going to be a problem. If I see you with a hoodie on in class or some headphones on in class, it's going to be a problem.
Wow.
If I see you sitting in the back of the classroom, it's going to be a problem. Do we understand that?
Sure.
And if you're online and you have online classes and you don't have a shirt on or you got a wife beat on or you have some stupid on that causes a distraction or you walk around during that online session, it's going to be a problem. We good with that, guys?
Sure.
Now,
good for him.
Now, you're not wearing your slides today, but I know slides are a staple of your wardrobe. I mean, you just couldn't play for the Buffs.
No, I mean, obviously, I would abide by the rules.
Now, it's a little hypocritical because while he's delivering this speech to his players, and he's a coach, he can do whatever he wants, he's wearing a hoodie, which kind of made me laugh.
But he's not in class. He's not being a distraction.
He's not in class. And again, he's the Bulls. He can do whatever he wants.
I think he means you can wear a hoodie, but he doesn't want you to wear your hood up with your headphones on.
I get it. But
do you still do that at the poker table, Kings, sunglasses?
No, it's so hacky, but only if it's really cold. Like, if it's super cold, I'll throw my hood up.
Like, in the studio right now, it's like 50 degrees in here.
I feel like it's great in
it's
here.
It's so cold.
I'm wearing shorts and a thin long-sleeve shirt, and
You're not freezing?
No.
I'm freezing.
I'm not. But that just made me laugh. The first thing he says is, no slides.
Can't wear the slides. You get it. He wants the guys to take it seriously and have a professional thing. And, you know, it can be a bonding thing, I guess, maybe for the guys. I don't know. I think I would abide by it.
Mm-hmm.
He says a standard.
Sure.
Yeah, he's trying to set a standard.
Remember, Randy Edsall infamously banned do-rags from his players at Maryland.
That's right. He did.
Were they big at the time? Because, I mean, honestly.
I mean, I think people wear them.
Like,
regardless.
I don't really remember people wearing do-rags. I mean, I guess my buddy Scotty wore them. Right. But I never wore them.
Well, usually black people wear them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still remember riding the golf cart with Randy Edsall around campus. I still have a note from Randy Edsall.
You do?
He was really nice.
Yeah, he gave me a handwritten note, said he was going to use one of my silly plays in his practice. He's clearly joking. I'm sure he's going to use one of my dumb flag football plays.
Yeah.
The Randy Edsall era. How quickly we forget.
Look, I think Deion might be difficult to play for some reasons, but I'm okay with that, kind of having a standard. Yeah, I think that's cool. You know, he wants to be like upstanding citizens. I like it.
The interesting part now with the NIL is it was always kind of assumed that college football players, college basketball players, these top athletes, their academics, for the most part, is a joke. Now, when they're making millions of dollars, what are they doing?
Well, I mean, at some point, that money's going to, it's going to run out. They're not going to get that money every single year. They should try to be getting degrees so that they can do something post-college. I mean, only a very small fraction of them are going to make it to the pros.
Yeah, but what is the larger statement? What is the original statement that you
made? I just think that the academics is even less important now for, like, these top players in particular who are making the money.
Sure, if a guy's going to be a one-and-doneer, then I think so. But for the vast majority, it's not, right? The vast majority of guys.
I guess so. Not.
For the one and done.
Might be harder to actually, like, imagine if you were getting just 50 grand a year.
Oh, 50 grand a year while I was in college?
Yes.
Oh, I'd be having keggers every other weekend. I'd blow through that money so quick.
Short-lived stuff. That didn't change, you know.
I get it, but when you're 18 and 19, you're not thinking about a 401k.
No.
Yeah.
Think about it when you're older, though. Think about it a lot.
Well, the basketball, I don't know what the football money is, but I know the basketball money for guys like at the back of the bench, it's crazy. You know, guys that barely play, mm-hmm. It's crazy. I guess we heard a story about a backup quarterback that's getting paid a couple hundred G's, and he knows he's never going to play.
Right.
Unless there's an injury.
It's a great deal.
Couple hundred
great
G's.
Great setup.
Yeah. While in college.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't even know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, we could barely scrape enough money together to buy food and cheap beer in college.
Right.
And these guys are making six and seven figures. It's insane. But good for them. They're making money.
I wanted to thank again Pupatellas when we went out there. They were just so amazing. I just love Pupatella. You know how spoiled we are with Pupatella. Surfside, Crop Metcalf.
We've got it good.
We're pretty
got
spoiled.
A lot of good sponsors. I mean,
not to mention non-sponsors like Jim Van Stone who hook us.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Drabby, if I was you and you lived right near that Chantilly Pupatella, I'd be there all the time. It is such
a
hookup.
I go there a lot, yeah.
It is such a hookup. I asked them if they'd seen Valdez lady, and the guy that was there yesterday, I think his name is Josh, he said he hadn't seen him in a couple weeks.
I know. I haven't been there in a while.
I don't know what you're doing.
Well, he goes to the other one, too. He splits.
Oh, you split your time?
I have gone to the Reston one, but mainly I go to the Chantilly one.
Well, he's also probably trying not to abuse it. You know what I'm saying?
They actually get a kick out of it. They seem to love it. I mean, I walk in there, and they just immediately, they're so excited.
They saw you walk through the door. They put a smile on their face.
They immediately recognize you, and they start saying,
I've used it a couple times, and whenever I've used it, the card that I present to them, it vexes them.
Those
are the one I go to.
They're not used to it.
The Chantilly one, you don't even have to whip it out.
They're like,
I didn't even whip it out.
What is this sorcery that you're providing me?
Yeah.
Because I give them the order, and the order's like this. And then they ask for the payment, and I hand them this nebulous black card.
Which location is that?
This is the Columbia location.
Oh, yeah, Columbia, they're not
dead. It's off the beaten path.
Did you bring friends or did you go solo?
Oh no, I brought an army.
Oh, you did?
I mean, it was four of us. It was four of us.
Post golf,
post round, chilling. It was great. We had all the appetizers. The guys ordered a drink. I mean, it was good. We had great pizzas. Everybody ordered a pizza. It's great.
It's and their specialty.
If you get there from 4 to 7, you get the happy hour pizza, right? Oh. So you get the, I think it's half off. I mean, it's a joke.
What difference
half
does that make?
Free.
They actually pay EB to get the pizza.
Yeah, but if it's half off free,
that's a great deal.
In theory, there is a limit
to
the sorcery, but you know, when you get half off, it's even, you're doubling up.
There's less limits.
Yeah.
It's limitless, basically.
It's pretty cool.
When are you in that area next?
I'm not sure. I extended the invite. I feel like
I know.
It's fine. You couldn't
come. I had to pack for the beach and Hurricane Aaron.
I don't even know where you're going. What is your beach thing?
I'm going to Ocean City after the show today.
Okay. And so you're going to be going. What day is today? Thursday? So you miss tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is it a golf trip?
No. A bunch of friends.
Oh, just the boys or group?
A secrets trip?
We're heading to Secrets Friday.
Of course it's a secrets trip.
Yeah. Everyone wants to see secrets.
Right. And then,
there's a big storm coming in. Let's bring you secrets.
Are you staying in a silly condo or did you get Airbnb?
Ocean Pines.
Oh, that's right. It's like, Valdez has his family has the Ocean Pines spot, and I think his fiance's family has something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got options.
I don't know anything about Ocean Pines. I've heard the name a million times. I don't know where it is.
How do you not know that in all those years?
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
First of all, I haven't been to Ocean City proper in probably 20 years.
Okay.
Secondly, I don't know what Ocean Pines is. Is it
it's just a little community before there?
It's a community right
couple
before
miles
the bridge.
Outside.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just asking questions. I'm just on a fact.
Nothing wrong with the question.
I'm on a fact finding mission over here.
The only reason I know it is Zomerco used to have a place there.
Yeah. Okay. It's a nice, all right. Nice little spot. You get their own little parking over there too for the.
I am bitter because I don't know if we're going to be able to go in the water.
Sure, you can.
Because
just
of
don't
the
go
bacterial
deep.
Infection, all the fecal matter.
No, the hurricane and high.
The riptides.
The riptide and high surf.
I'm not paying any attention to this hurricane.
Valdez.
Is Jason getting pummeled? Is Oak Island getting pummeled?
Well, the Outer Banks are getting pummeled.
Yeah, Outer Banks pummeled.
Pummeled. Uh-huh. You can go into the surf, just don't go out too far. Go in like halfway up there.
No.
Your shins.
I think it's actually closed.
Oh, like the beach is closed.
No, you can go on the beach. But you're not allowed in the
in
water.
The water, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some guys that go in anyway. They just, you know, they love that stuff. But I think it's crazy.
Bung Bung Beach.
You know? I guess the water temperature still be good, right? It's still be good right now?
Probably
might
chilly.
Be a little chilly with the rain, but.
Right.
Did you guys see Mel Kiper's Orange Crush Big Board?
I did not.
I think maybe he updates them every year.
I'm not sure I understand this. What do you mean an orange crush?
He has rankings of the best
orange crush. Mel Kiper is known for his big board with the prospects.
Right. So he's got one.
Well, now he lists the restaurants, their orange crushes in order.
Yeah.
But they're all like Kent Island and St. Michael's places. There's none. I didn't see any on the Eastern Shore.
Is that where he lives? I know he's like, does he live around Kent Island?
I thought he's a Baltimore guy.
I thought he was Baltimore.
But
maybe he's got a spot out of the Eastern Shore. That sounds very Mel Kiper-ish.
Yeah.
Very Maryland-centric.
I believe Foxy's and Red Eye's Docked Up Bar.
Red Eye's is selling.
Two favorite places.
The Jetty.
You know the Orange Crush was invented at Harborside Grill in Ocean City.
Yeah.
In like 1992.
Yes.
Sell it.
So Sup Dogs didn't make the list.
Sup Dogs?
Well, I doubt he's ever been.
He's not going to go there.
I know. I'm just saying.
I don't think Mel Kiper's ever left the state of Maryland. Yeah. How would he know? he's never even been to Virginia.
Right.
That guy.
He's not still doing a show with Vinny Serrato, is he?
Mel Kiper?
Yeah. Didn't he do a show with Vinny Serrato years ago?
Maybe.
A radio show?
I don't know.
By the way, in 2014, Mel Kiper sold a house in Annapolis. I don't know where he moved to after that. It's the first thing that came up.
Did he sell it to Anna? In Annapolis? She Mel Kiper's baller house? She might be.
He sold his Chesapeake Bay House for $2.59 million.
Yeah, he's doing
nice
pretty
good. 2014.
Good for you, Mel.
Good.
Way to go! All right, don't forget Warren Sharp is going to join us coming up at 9. We will talk more NFL with him in just about 20 minutes here on the Fan.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.